Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I have two dogs I call the good boys. They are 13, and Andrea, you've met them. It's shocking. They seem much younger, don't they? I'm not just saying that.
Spoken like a true proud pet owner or owner of your babies, I guess the extension of your family, right?
Yes. Well, they are very, very special to me. And I tell you, one of my dogs, Bailey, I swear, he is so smart. He can read me. And I'd like, you know, he knows what I'm thinking. If I wear a certain shoe, we're going out. If, even if I just have a certain look on my face, he'll run and grab his leash. Well, I'd like to communicate with him better. So I'm really excited to have Gail Thackray. She's a powerful healer and medium. We're going to be talking about how you can use your own talents and, you know, getting more in touch with your pets. Hello, Gail.
Lisa, thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, it's so nice to have you on. You know, Andrea and I are big animal lovers. And for me, like I said, I mean, my dog, Bailey, he can read all my expressions where I look at him and sometimes I feel kind of clueless. Like, wait, who's a human? Who's a dog? So talk to us, first of all, about what it means to be a medium and a spiritual healer and then how you apply those to, you know, animals and how we can at home get more in touch with our pets.
Well, you know, they can talk to us all the time. We're just a little bit dumb about hearing them back, you know. It's not that we can't. We've just kind of blocked it out. And so the way to do it is not to learn how to do animal communication, but learn how to stop blocking yourself. They talk to us all the time. Oh, they hear. They pick up on not only what we say, but what we feel, what we're thinking. And so as we're going around the house and we're talking to ourselves or we're thinking about something, they pick up on it. And it's amazing what they know. They know conversations that we're having at work. They know what's going on in our life, not just when they're there present, but elsewhere. They really are our partners in life. And, you know, when we get stressed out or when we have an illness, you'll notice that they'll often come round. Bailey, particularly, is your healing dog, so he will come over and put his head on your lap, right?
When my daughter used to cry, he would start crying. And she cried a lot. I mean, she was a very fussy baby.
He's
he would always
sensitive.
Get so concerned.
He's definitely a healing dog. And what they do is, you know, we think it's just, you know, when you come home and you pet them and you feel so much better and you think it's just that kind of loving connection, but it's actually a lot more. They actually take whatever energies around us because, you know, we're energy bodies. You know, we have a physical body, but around us is where we store all our emotions and our stress. So we come home from work, we've had a hard day, and we plop down on the couch and our cat comes over and lays next to us. And we think it's just kind of a nice thing to be able to stroke them, but they're actually taking a lot of that energy off and they're able to dissipate that and get rid of that. So they're very connected to us energy-wise, and sometimes you'll see that they have similar ailments to us. That's why people say we look like our animals.
Interesting. Really? Wow, that's interesting.
And so if somebody says to me, really, oh, well, you know, my cat has this problem, I'll say, well, what's going on in your life first, especially if something they haven't done before, you know. So, for instance, I had a lady that came and her dog was limping, had a problem with its back right leg, and pretty young dog. And the first thing I said was, well, who really owns the dog? Let's look at them. And it was her husband. And sure enough, her husband had a problem with his right hip and wasn't doing physical therapy and taking care of it. So they actually pick up on our energy. So when you come home from work and you're all stressed out, make sure you do like a little bit of clearing off. Just say, white light, just clear off this energy and help out your animals a little bit because they pick up everything off us. And if you notice something a little bit different on them, say, well, what's going on in my life? What am I doing? Am I taking care of my health? Because a lot of times it's something in our health and they're kind of a reflection of us. So they are there are healing partners, there are there are wisdom partners, they are so much more than just pets. And often, you know, when you tune in and talk to them, they're like, oh, thank goodness, I've been trying to tell her this and I've been trying to help that. Now, your other dog is very smart. Well, they're both very smart, but the other one is definitely gives you a lot of intuition.
He does. So, and, you know, I have to mention that he just had one of his fingers removed, which it sounds awful, but they thought it was cancer. Thank goodness it's not. But I've been having a lot of hip pain. So when you said that, and I've been seeing a wonderful myofascial release therapist, but when you said that about, you know, your dog having a problem with its leg and then that, you know, and now I have a problem.
Well, with you, it's your right.
But I hopefully won't have to have anything taken off.
No. But it's your right side, correct? Is it your right side that's bothering you? Yeah, because your right side is more emotional stress. And when it's your hip or your foot, it's not moving forward. So it's not that you need to move or move out of something, but it's more a feeling of, I need to do this. Well, how do I get to do that? So there's been something in your life where you kind of know you want to move ahead emotionally, spiritually, something you've been dying to do and you haven't got around to doing.
Wow. So what about when it comes to a dog? What about when it comes to a dog? So we, in our house, we have Oscar, and he's a golden poo. And when we chose him, there were two little, he's a black dog, and there were two little black puppies. And one of them was he barked a lot. He was a very hyper dog. I guess they were like days old, right? Or weeks old. And Oscar was just totally chill. So when my husband and I chose him, I'm like, you know, let's choose the chill dog, because, you know, at that point I had one child. And now to this day, he's still that quiet. Like, he really is the calming force in our house. And I laugh because our house is very busy, very loud. My kids are, you know, we're very active. We have a lot of energy. And then he's kind of just does his thing. He's the quiet guy around here. So I'm wondering, does he, because he's not picking up on our, you know, or is he picking up on
he balances you out. You know, it's not good to have a very hyperactive dog if you're very hypertension, you know. And people say, oh, you know, my dog freaks out when I leave. I'm scared to leave them. I'm nervous about this. They're always nervous and anxious. And I'll say, well, you know, if they're also nervous, it doesn't help, because they're kind of perpetuating it, making it worse. So it's nice to have one that's nice and balanced and calm. And if you do have one that's a little bit hyperactive and everything, you got to learn to kind of calm down, and it's not as bad as you think. You know, oftentimes we'll leave our animal and we'll think, oh, they get really stressed out when I'm gone. It's more about what we're thinking. Often you'll leave, and as soon as you've left, they just go and sit and go to sleep. And then 5 minutes before you come home, they're all anxious again and make you feel really bad. It's a bit like having a kid in daycare.
Funny. Now, Gail, what I'm wondering about is, so my dogs, I mentioned in the beginning, they're 13. People still think they're puppies. They're actually, I would say they're kind of too hyper in a way. Like, if they don't get out, they'll pace me around. They'll follow me around. And my daughter has a lot of high energy. And I'm wondering, could she be feeding off the dogs? Or they're probably feeding off her, right? It sounds like it's this two-way dangerous cycle in my house of craziness.
Well, they show me that your house is very healthy. You keep your energy pretty clean. You eat very well. You exercise. Sometimes they need to get you out a little bit more often. So sometimes you can't be bothered taking them out walking, but they're like, come on, Mom, we've got to go out walking. You have a teenage girl, did you say?
Oh, no, I have a 9-year-old, but she, she's...
Okay, because they seem like they're around when she's doing her homework. She gets a little stressed out about schoolwork sometimes, and Oscar is the one that hangs around her when she's doing her schoolwork, kind of gives her a little bit of intuition and helps her a little bit, keeps her nice and calm, because she can get a little stressed out about that.
Oh, definitely.
So, you know, they're watching and picking up on us all the time, and they know what's going to happen, you know, in the future. We can talk to them about things, and they actually will show us. You know, it's hard to get them just to say something to you. I mean, what happens is you just kind of get quiet, and you ask them a question, and then you see what pops into your head. But a lot of time we're like, oh, yeah, well, that's just my wishful thinking, or I'm just imagining that. But sometimes they will show you later, like something will pop up on your computer, and you'll go, wow, I was just thinking about that. I just asked Oscar that this morning, and now's my answer. So, you know, if you can't listen directly, it's often easy to ask somebody else.
No, absolutely. And unfortunately, we're out of time today. But, you know, it's so interesting, Gail. And, you know, it definitely lets us understand, or helps us to understand our pets so much better. So thank you for being on the show today.
And I hope you'll tell everybody about my book, How to Talk to Your Pets, which is on Amazon, because I believe everybody can learn to read their animals and do that. And you can go to my site, which is just my name, GailThackeray.com, and learn all about that.
Oh, that sounds great, Gail.
Thanks, Gail. Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.